Puzzle 4 Solution. Every solution starts at one of two special points and ends at the other one. These two points touch exactly three paths, not four. If you start at a three-path point, you leave, come back, and leave again to finish somewhere else. In the same way, you end at the other three-path point without having started there. But if you start at a four-path point, you have to end there too. You can leave, come back, leave, and finally, you must come back without leaving again. Four-path points work well in the middle of your journey. You arrive there, leave, come back again, and leave again. So, you can trace the whole shape if you start at one of the three-path points, move around through all the points, visiting the four-path points twice and the three-path points once, and finally, finish at the other three-path point. Congratulations! You have earned badge number 4 for the Stabilization Quest. Place this in your Solver's Guide. Now, turn the page to find out what happens next. Turquoise sparks fly from Sonny's fingertip as he traces a path through the maze. He reaches the end of it and the pulley unlocks. "Oh, I think I see another way to do it," Oliver says. He reaches for the puzzle and Gwen stops him. "Another time," she says. Oliver looks sheepish. "Oh, right. Save the world first." Turning the crank on Sophia's contraption, you all pull the failsafe server up and set it on the ground. Triumphantly, Sophia pushes the reset button as Gwen sweeps her arm out toward the ocean in a dramatic gesture. "And let the water recede," she says, laughing. You feel something like an electric pulse run through you. The world has been reset. The purple storm cloud disappears, and you don't hear any more exploding stars. The world seems more stable. But the ocean does not recede, and you still see the long serpentine humps of the Lagoboros circling below. Learn more in next month's quest.